Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVonne.
Tova, it's time to think about what you could put in your lunch sack and come to the museum.
That's right. Brown bag lunch season is starting off this week, this Thursday on April 27th. We have our first program of the year, and our guest speaker is Jerome Thompson. He recently retired as the state curator at the State Historical Society in Des Moines and is really an expert on all things Iowa.
Now, when you say where he's retired from, I'm thinking that man's head is so full of great information. He could probably do 100 programs.
Probably, so we might try to get him back.
Get him back, yes.
Several times.
But in a noon hour time, we got to kind of narrow it down.
You got to focus it. So he mentioned a while ago that he was doing some research on Christian Peterson, who people who are familiar with Iowa State campus might recognize as the longtime sculptor in residence. Mm-hmm. Christian Peterson has had a huge influence on kind of just the campus layout of Iowa State as a sculptor and a lot of the art in place there. But he also did a lot of work throughout Iowa, public art and commissioned works. And, as the name might suggest, Christian Peterson was a Danish immigrant. And so when Jerome mentioned that he was doing a little research into Christian Peterson's work, and particularly of a fountain that's in Ames, I said, well, gosh, Jerome, how about you come tell us about Christian Peterson, mm-hmm. since we're particularly interested in the Danish connection and would like to learn more about this artist and his impact on Iowa.
And, of course, when you say Christian Peterson, and because I attended Iowa State, all these visions pop into my mind of the many varied kinds of sculpture that he did. And they pertain to wherever they were placed. I mean, it might have a child in it. It might have an animal in it. He's a favorite of mine.
Yeah, he really left a wonderful body of work and a very accessible body of work. Largely because he did so much public art, he's still someone that we can see his legacy and someone who's it's good to know more about his own background and how some of these pieces that have a lifetime much longer than ours, mm-hmm. How some of these pieces came to be.
And as I said, my acquaintance is with Iowa State, but his work certainly has to go beyond that, and that's a good thing to find out too.
Exactly. I mean, he was mostly affiliated with the university. That was his home base for the majority of his career. But certainly he has commissioned pieces throughout the capital in Des Moines, and private works for whomever might have worked with him. And so it'll be an opportunity to learn more about his life and mm-hmm. career.
Was he born in Denmark?
He was, yes. And in fact, for people who have been interested in our Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, he was really a contemporary of Jens Jensen. Mm. They were born in the same area of Denmark, what was at the time ruled by Germany. They both immigrated to the United States, and Christian Peterson at one point did a sculpture bust of Jens Jensen.
Interesting, just how paths cross, and very good. Now, we mentioned this is a brown bag lunch, so does it start at noon?
We start the program at noon. Please do bring your lunch sack along. We'll have some coffee and water available. There is no admission. This is a free program, so come on in. We can expect that the program will be wrapped up by 1 o'clock, that we usually have the presentation and still some time for questions. Mm-hmm. And so then it's a good hour long to sit and learn something interesting while you have your lunch and visit with your friends and neighbors.
See some friends and others who are interested in the museum and interested in the topic and so on. Now, this is just the first, I'm sure, of a series.
That's right. We schedule one every month. And so looking ahead to May 25th will be Michelle McNabb, also recently retired, but from the museum. She, as most people know, spent many years as the manager of the Genealogy Center. And so while she's still in the area, we invited her to tell some of the unusual stories that she uncovered while doing researching family histories. Maybe not necessarily skeletons in the closet, but there are certainly some surprises that, that she uncovered in some of the family histories that she looked into. So she's going to share some of those stories on Thursday, May 25th. And for those who come on April 27th, we'll have a handout available that gives the full summer schedule for the next few months as well. And that information will also be on our website.
And so how many more months? You've got April, May.
We go through December.
Okay.
So we take the January, February off, and this year we took March off as well because we had some other programs through the winter. But now we'll start our monthly series, and always on a Thursday, always at noon. But do check the calendar to make sure that you're coming on the right week.
And when you say calendar, we could go to a website, I'll bet.
That's right, danishmuseum.org. And we have an events calendar there, and so you can see a lot of our things coming up, whether it's our midsummer event or Tivoli Fest, and of course the Brown Bag Lunch programs.
So it's like coming up. Well, it's almost May, and May is really important because it's Tivoli Fest time.
That's right. All the Danish villages are ready, gearing up for Tivoli Fest events. That's always Memorial Day weekend. Events really start with some entertainment on Friday night. You can come and listen to live music, enjoy the Iowa craft beer kind of mobile tent there. And then Saturday, lots of events throughout town, the parade down Main Street. The museum is open free of charge throughout the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We look forward to inviting people to see our newly redesigned, reinstalled core exhibitions, the galleries that really tell our main story. We're working hard on that kind of as I speak, we've still got some things to finish up, but we really look forward to welcoming people on Tivoli Fest and showing off the story that we tell in a brand new way.
Yeah, that'll be exciting to see how you've gone through that process and what results. Are there some exhibits that we just have like a few days that we still can see before they leave?
The one that will close the soonest will close immediately after Tivoli Fest, and that's the art exhibit called The Whimsical World of Bjørn Wiinblad. He was a 20th century, kind of throughout the 20th century, iconic artist in ceramics and poster art and theater design and textile design. He really worked in so many different areas, but his style is always recognizable. It is always Bjørn Wiinblad. It's colorful, it's interesting, it's happy. It's a lot of fun to come and see these works of art. And so we have borrowed pieces from all over the country and also borrowed pieces from Denmark to put this exhibition together. So that remains open through the month of May. May 30th is the last day that it's on view. So you do still have opportunities to come see it.
Okay. Because one of the neat things about the museum is that things do change. You know, it's not always the same. You think, well, I've been there, I don't need to go back. Wrong. There's always something happening at the museum and things change. So you always need to keep up by checking at the museum, visiting, or checking on your website, wherever, because there's going to be something interesting going on. Remind us, Tova, about the Brown Bag.
Right. That is this Thursday, April 27th, starting at noon. Free admission to all. Everyone is welcome. And the speaker will be Jerome Thompson, talking about the life and career of Christian Petersen, a Danish immigrant artist at Iowa State University.
So pack up your bag and get to the museum. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, who's been visiting with us about the Brown Bag Lunch and things happening at the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, here is a thought. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible.